I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, we appreciate you guys for tuning in. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, America's favorite catering company. It is also brought to you and sponsored by Future American Leaders of Texas. That is a Falfurrias-based nonprofit youth leadership program. It is also brought to you by Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation, Sweet Arts by Jenna, and Mia Made It. Join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server, guys. Join that. You would be connected to the most committed, excited, and dedicated Fantasy Football League players, not only across the nation, but around the world. We have one competitor from Italy, and we shout him out every chance we get, Christian. Thank you for the reach that you have allowed us over there. For every friend that you tell, for every person that you transfer this podcast over to, we appreciate you, because that's reach that we never could have gotten without you. So, Christian Yermi, I feel like I butcher his name every time I say it. So, Christian. Thank you, Christian, you, okay, from Italy, what's up, from America. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League, number one, we are going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about the 6 matchups, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I can't say that enough. Let's get that out of the way. I can't say that enough, guys. I appreciate you. The numbers are starting to move up. We're starting to see real improvement, real leveling up with our numbers, and we appreciate you guys. Our reach is also increasing. We are trying to establish reach, and then the impact comes later, right? Okay, so we got to keep that quiet. Can't say too much, but everything will fall into place when it is supposed to, all according to God's plan, and we will take it from there. But guys, let's talk about League One. Let's talk about the 6 matchups. Let's talk about the standings. First, what we're gonna do is we're going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about the Eastern Division. We're going to talk about the Western Division, right? Okay, let's get into it. So in the Eastern Division, we have sitting alone at the top, El Padrino. We have Terrence Pryor sitting at 5-1. Shout out to Terrence Pryor. We have Star Gang, the Pick 6 Sports Podcast, Pick 6 Sports Platform. I'm not really sure. Mary Williams, if you want to clarify that with me, that way I could get that correct on here, I will do that. Mary Williams sitting at number 2, 4-2. Team McDoubles, Bert Arevalo, tied in third with Master Barber 44, 3-3. That is Bert Arevalo and Matt Ramos. And then tied in fifth, we have the Financial Smart Guy, James Fritz, and we have the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, DIG. I know, guys. I know. I'm trying. I'm trying. Like I said, I say this every week, guys. I try to tell y'all. I'm trying, okay? I don't know how some of y'all do it, keeping up with as many leagues as y'all do. I'm doing my best. We'll see how the rest of the year goes, right? I'm still doing well in my personal league. I'm chasing that ring. That's one of the things that matters the most to me as a fantasy footballer, because who doesn't want to have bragging rights over their friends, right? But yeah, the Eastern Division, that was it. Terrence Pryor 5-1, Mary Williams 4-2, Bert Arevalo 3-3, Matt Ramos 3-3. James Fritz 2-4, Darren Sines, DIG 2-4. In the West, we have Coaching from the Couch. We have Michael McMahon 5-1, Coastal Card Game Shop 5-1, David Carvajal, both tied for first. We have Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph sitting alone at third. That is Ralph Sines 3-3. We have the money team, Mondo Ramos, sitting at 4-2-4. Then we have Team 45 and Hector Lopez, Alex Zamora, sitting at number 5-1-5 apiece. That was the East. That was the West. That was the standings for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. Guys, the next thing that we are going to talk about is we are going to talk about the matchups in week 6. We are going to recap it and we are going to talk about what happened, right? I'm not really sure what... Did I have 1, 2, 3? Did I have 3 people on bye in my lineup? Man, I got lucky that Falfurrias money team is inactive because I had 3 players on bye. I had Alvin Kamara with 18.4, Devonta Smith with 15.4, Michael Gallup with 3.8, Breece Hall with 20, New England's defense with 13, and Dustin Hopkins with 13. That's what I won with. And then I had Jared Goff on bye, Derrick Henry on bye, and TJ Hawkinson on bye. Falfurrias money team with Jalen Hurts, 16.9, Joe Mixon, 16.8, Cam Akers, 0, Devontae Adams on bye, Mike Evans, 8.2, Zach Ertz, 14, Antonio Gibson, 8.3, Green Bay's defense, 4, Matt Prater, 0. That was Falfurrias money team, 68, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 83. Matchup number 2. We have Team 45, 86, El Padrino, 107. Team 45, Lamar Jackson with 16, David Montgomery with 9, Raheem Mostert with 5.8, Cooper Kupp with 16.7, Tyler Lockett with 3.7, Gerald Everett with 7.9, Mecole Hardman with 13, Buffalo's defense with 6, Evan McPherson with 8. El Padrino, 107 points, Tom Brady with 13, Dalvin Cook with 15, Nick Chubb with 8, Stephon Diggs with a huge, huge 30 points, 10 catches, 150 yards, a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, guys, one of my favorite fantasy football players, one of my favorite receivers in the league right now. Stephon Diggs, one of a kind. He's, man, what he does, crazy. Deontay Johnson, 8 points. George Kittle, 16 points. George Kittle, okay, finally doing something. 8 catches, 80 yards. J.K. Dobbins, 1 point. L.A. Chargers defense, 9 points. And Young Wei Koo, 4 points. That was matchup number 2. Matchup number 3, we have coaching from the couch versus Team McDoubles. And this is match of the week, 109.7. Coaching from the couch, Team McDoubles, 107.9. Kirk Cousins, 16.5. Austin Eckler, 24. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 3. Jalen Waddle, 16.9. Cortland Sutton, 3.4. David Njoku, 8.8. Saquon Barkley, 18. San Francisco's defense, 4. Ryan Succop, 14. That was coaching from the couch with 109.7. Team McDoubles, 107.9. Kyler Murray with 14, Miles Sanders with 14, Denver's backup running back with 1, Justin Jefferson with 16.7, Michael Pittman with 26, Irv Smith with 10, AJ Brown with 17, Cleveland's defense with 0, and Tyler Bass with 6. You know what I want to do? I really, really want to try a dynasty league. I don't know why that popped in my head right now, but I would like to try a dynasty football league because, I mean, a running league year-round, that'd be pretty cool. Maybe we can come up with some ideas. Y'all hit me up in the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. Let's talk about a dynasty league. Whoever's interested, go let us know. It'll be free and, you know, we'll figure out ways to make it fun, right? Matchup number 4, we have Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph, 104, to King's Master Barber, 78. Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph. We have Cooper Rush with 5. We have Ezekiel Elliott with 15. Travis Etienne with 12. We have DK Metcalf with 5.4. We have Christian Kirk with 10. We have Dallas Goedert with 4. We have Tyreek Hill with 29. I like Tyreek Hill in the flex. That's cool. Yeah, it's cool. It looks cool. I don't know. I'm like that. I'm weird. Baltimore's defense, 8 points. Jacoby Myers, 13 points. Kingsmaster Barber, 78, with Josh Allen, 26. Najee Harris, 12.9. Devin Singletary, 14. Jacoby Myers, 10. George Pickens, 5.8. Tyler Higbee, 1.7. Corey Davis, 7. Jacksonville's defense, negative 4. Greg Joseph, 4 points. That was Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph, 104, to Kingsmaster Barber, 78. Matchup number 5, we have Coastal Card Game Shop versus the Financial Smart Guy. The Financial Smart Guy with the huge upset on Coastal Card Game Shop, giving Coastal Card Game Shop his first loss. His first loss on the year, and therefore, there is no more undefeated teams in the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League atmosphere. Every undefeated team has fallen. Coastal Card Game Shop being upset by the Financial Smart Guy, James Fritz, with 123 points to Coastal Card Game Shop, 76 points. The Financial Smart Guy, Aaron Rodgers, 11 points. Christian McCaffrey, 22 points. Leonard Fournette, 22. Gabriel Davis, 16. Drake London, 7. Dalton Schultz, 0. Ramondre Stevenson with 25. Washington's defense with 11. And Nick Folk with 7. That was the Financial Smart Guy with 123 points. And then we have Coastal Card Game Shop with Justin Herbert, 8 points. James Robinson, 6 points. Jeff Wilson, 0 points. CeeDee Lamb, 12 points. Amari Cooper, 14. Travis Kelce, 19. Garrett Wilson, 1. Dallas's defense, 6. And Justin Tucker, 7. And that was the Financial Smart Guy, 123 points to Coastal Card Game Shop, 76 points. The Financial Smart Guy with the huge upset. And I think, you know what? If there, because, oh man. Guys, what do you guys think? Do y'all think the Financial Smart Guy getting the upset over Coastal Card Game Shop? Or do y'all think that, oh no, it's got to be Mike McMahon and Team McDoubles, right? It's got to be coaching from the couch and Team McDoubles. 109, 107, yeah. But man, that upset is a big deal. So I would have given it to that one if coaching from the couch and Team McDoubles wasn't so close. 109.7, 107.9. Like, it was just made, right? It was made for that spot. Game of the week, Team McDoubles coaching from the couch. Congratulations. Hector Lopez versus Star Gang, the final matchup of segment 1. Hector Lopez, 102, with Geno Smith at quarterback, 12.68. Kenneth Walker at running back, 19. Eno Benjamin, 9. Jamar Chase, 32 points with that 7 catches, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. Deebo Samuel, 16 points. Tyler Conklin with 2. Curtis Samuel with 2. Tampa Bay's defense with 4. And Brett Maher with 4. That was Hector Lopez with 102.6. And we have Star Gang, the Pick 6 Sports platform. Mary Williams, 132 points. We have Joe Burrow, 32.5. Aaron Jones, 7.4. Darrell Henderson, 13.2. Chris Godwin, 15.5. Bouncing back from that injury pretty nicely. Looking like he's back to form with 6 catches, 90 yards. Adam Thielen, 15.6. Mark Andrews, 23.6. 7 catches, 106 and a touchdown. I'm impressed by Mark Andrews this year. I don't know if that's just if that's Lamar not having weapons on the outsides, not being able to throw to the outside, or if he just really, really likes Mark Andrews and they're that dynamic. I don't watch their games, so I can't really give you an accurate assessment on what's going on there, but Mark Andrews continuously doing it, right? Position ranked number 2, and let's go take a look at his game log, his 2022 game log. He's had 5 catches, 52 yards, 9 catches, 104 and 1, 8 catches, 89 and 2, 2 catches, 15, 2 for 15, 8 catches, 89 and 1, 7 catches, 106 and 1. And I just want to point something out. Look at these targets. 7 targets, 11 targets, 13, 5, 10, 11. You can't lose with a guy like that, right? Look for those types of guys, and you can't lose. Points, 10 points, 25, 28, 3, 22, 23. Is he better than Travis Kelce this year? Or if not better, is he more consistently dominant? That was a lot of 20-point games, right? Terry McLaurin in the flex with 8 points. LA Rams defense, 10 points. And Graham Gano with 6 points. Guys, that has been the 3&D Science and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1 segment. Guys, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, from the 3&D Science and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League segment, league number 1. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you want to stick around, we would love to have you. If you don't, you can excuse yourself and we can continue this thing. We can move on to segment number 2. We are going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we are going to talk about the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2, and we are going to talk about the standings, the weekly recap, the matchups, etc., etc., right? Let's see what we get into when we come back from this break. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need. Get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. What's happening, guys? Welcome to segment 2 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League episode series. The newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast, Fantasy Football League episode series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere, everywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, we're also on True Social. We're also on Getter. We're also on Parler. We're also on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And we're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And we're also on Patreon. Check out www.dayonevibes.com. The podcast platform's official Cash App is Real Deal 0423 for any donations, any tips, service, whatever. I don't know. What do you call it, right? I don't know. I don't think you can, I don't know. I'm not saying nothing, but, you know, but whatever. Do what you want to do, right? What I'm talking about is episode six. But this is league number 2, segment number 2 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League series. Guys, we're going to talk about the Eastern Division, the Western Division, and we're going to get into the 6 matchups that we need to talk about for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2, right? Let's get into it. The Eastern Division, as you guys know, we have Zeke and Destroy, Jamal Gray, and we have Team Stump, John Stump. Both sitting in first place of the East with 5-1 records. And then we have in third place, Cowboys for Life at 4-2, Jeremy Caldwell. In fourth place, guys, we got us our third win. We are 2 games behind from the first place teams, the 2 first place teams. Guys, we are on a 2-game win streak, okay? Shout out to John Stump. He's on a 3-game win streak as well. But we are on a 2-game win streak, coming back from 1-3 and, you know, trying to make it up there, trying to come back. We are in the entire league, we have been scored on the second most amount of times, 819 points scored against us. So, hey, we're overcoming, right? Fourth place tied with Ball So Hard, Frank Stewart, 3-3. And in sixth place, we have Team Smithy GM, our resident Italian. Shout out to Christian. 0-6, still looking for his first win. But, hey, if you're still there, Christian, we appreciate you. We know we have you in the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. But we appreciate you, right? We appreciate you for being here. You're welcome next year. You're welcome every year because you're international. And we appreciate it, right? The Western Division, guys, we have sitting alone at the top, Team Quater Tots, Hermelinda Salazar. We have 4-2. We have two people tied in second place. We have the Immaculate Collection, and we have Los Salamanders, 3-3, 3-3. That is Trey Sines. That is Blake Young. In fourth place, we have Fantasy God, 2-4, tied with Team Bo, 2-4, and the Thunder Ducks, 2-4. That is the East, and that is the West. Guys, we are now going to talk about the Week 6 matchups. We are going to talk about the Week 6 outcomes, and we are going to talk about the Week 6 recap. First matchup that we have out of the six, the Immaculate Collection, 96.3, to the 3&D Science and Sports Podcast, 125. The 3D had Tom Brady, 13, Saquon Barkley, 18, Mark Ingram, 6.7, Stephon Diggs with 30, CeeDee Lamb with 12.7, George Kittle, 16.3, Corey Davis, 7.2, Romeo Doubs, 6 points, New England's defense with 13 points, and I had Dan Carlson on a bye. I didn't know that. my bad. I'm sorry. I'm trying my best. We're out here, right? The Immaculate Collection, 96 points. Justin Herbert, 8. Leonard Fournette, 22. Tony Pollard, 7. Justin Jefferson, 16. Tyler Lockett, 3. Taysom Hill. Is that Taysom Hill? Taysom Hill, 4 points. Drake London, 7. Geno Smith, 12.6. Pittsburgh's defense, 2. And Cade York, 12 points. That was matchup number 1, Immaculate Collection, 96 to 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, 125. Next matchup, we have the San Antonio Thunder Ducks versus Team Smithy GM. Team Smithy GM almost pulling out their first win. 122 to 130 for the San Antonio Thunder Ducks. Aaron Rodgers, 11.8 for the Ducks. Raheem Mostert, 5.8. Eno Benjamin, 9.5. Cooper Kupp, 16.7. Cortland Sutton, 3.4. Robert Tonyan, 19.0. Devontae Smith, 15.4. Who is this? Deion Jackson, Indianapolis Colts receiver, 28 points. Good play. Don't know who that is, but shout out. Minnesota defense, 8 points. Dustin Hopkins, 13 points. And then we have Team Smithy GM with 122. Trevor Lawrence with 25. Alvin Kamara with 18. Devin Singletary with 14. Ja'Marr Chase with 32. Keenan Allen with 0. Zach Ertz with 14. DJ Moore with 3.7. Mike Williams with 3. Tampa Bay's defense with 4. And Nick Folk with 7. That was matchup number 2. San Antonio Thunder Ducks versus Team Smithy GM looking for his first win. 130 to 122. Matchup number 3. We have Los Salamanders, 122, versus Team Stump, 133. Kyler Murray, 14.8 for Los Salamanders. Jonathan Taylor, 0. James Robinson, 6.5. AJ Brown, 17. Adam Thielen, 15. Mark Andrews, 23. Chris Godwin, 15.5, coming back strong off that injury, being out for a little while. Kirk Cousins, 16.5. Denver's defense, 6 points. Matt Gay, 6 points. Team Stump, 133. Mitch Trubisky, 10. Christian McCaffrey, 22. Cam Akers, 0. Tyreek Hill, 29.7. Deontay Johnson, 8.6. Travis Kelce, 19.2. Hollywood Brown, 12. Darnell Mooney, 13.8. Green Bay's defense, 4. And Brandon McManus, 13 points. That was matchup number 3. Los Salamanders, 122. Team Stump, 133. Matchup number 4. We have Team Bo and St. Louis Ball So Hard. Team Bo, Josh Allen, 126. Team Bo, 77. St. Louis Ball So Hard, 138. Josh Allen with 26 for Team Bo. James Cook with 0.8. Cordarrelle Patterson with 0. Debo Samuel with 16. T. Higgins with 10. Pat Freiermuth with 0. DK Metcalf with 5.4. Jahan Dotson with 0. LA Rams defense with 10. Evan McPherson with 8. St. Louis ball so hard, 138 points. Carson Wentz, 4 points. Joe Mixon, 16. Brees Hall with 20. Brandon Ayuk, 28. Chase Claypool, 23. Kyle Pitts, 10.9. Aaron Jones with 7. Miles Sanders with 14. And LA's defense with 9. Young Wei Koo with 4. I don't know why I said it like that. It was just, I thought it was finished at the defense and then I saw. Matchup number 5, we have Team Quater Tots with 97, Cowboys for Life with 124. Team Quater Tots with a rough week this week. Jalen Hurts, 17. Austin Eckler, 24. Kareem Hunt, 1.2. Terry McLaurin, 8.2. Rondell Moore, 10.9. Tyler Higbee, 1. Antonio Gibson, 8.3. Matt Stafford, 11.8. Philly's defense, 7 points. Justin Tucker, the GOAT, with 7 points. Cowboys for Life, 124 points. Joe Burrow with 32. Ezekiel Elliott with 15. Nick Chubb with 8. Gabriel Davis with 16. Jacoby Myers with 10. David Njoku with 8.8. Juju Smith-Schuster with 22. Juju having a game, 5 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Welcome back. Welcome back, Juju. That was random. Melvin Gordon with 0.8. Dallas's defense with 6. And Greg Joseph with 4 points for Cowboys for Life. That is 124 Cowboys for Life to Team Quater Tots 97. The final matchup for 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast League number 2 is Fantasy God versus Zeke and Destroyed. This is game of the week, if I'm not mistaken. Oh no, guys, Team Smithy GM trying to get his first win against the San Antonio Thunder Ducks. 122 to 130. And then you had, that was one consideration. And there was also, that was the game of the week. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to hype y'all up. San Antonio Thunder Ducks 130, Team Smithy GM 122. That was game of the week. And over here, Fantasy God versus Zeke and Destroy. We got Fantasy God with 103. He had Jacoby Brissett with 8.6, Dalvin Cook with 15, Jeff Wilson Jr. with 0, Mike Evans with 8, Michael Pittman with 26, Tyler Conklin with 2, Kenneth Walker III with 19. That was a good pickup. Good pickup. Shout out to whoever picked up Seattle's now starting running back, Kenneth Walker III. Good pickup. Shaq Thompson, 4.4, San Francisco's defense, 4. And Ryan Succop, 14 points. That was Fantasy God with 103. To Zeke and Destroy, 116. Pat Mahomes with 19. David Montgomery with 9. Ramondre Stevenson with 25. Jalen Waddle with 16.9. Allen Robinson with 17. Dallas Goedert with 4. Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 3. Lamar Jackson with 16. Jacksonville's defense, negative 4, and Chase McLaughlin with 9 points. That was Zeke and Destroy with 116 points to Fantasy God 103. And that was the final matchup of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2, guys. We appreciate you guys. I just hit my phone on the desk, and I hope it's not broken. That is all for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. So we appreciate you guys for tuning in. You may stick around for the main event segment, the league, where we cover the league, DIG's personal fantasy football league with family and friends. Guys, it's lit. There's a lot of parody. It's best friends, close friends playing in a fantasy football league together. How much better does it get, right? We talk about rivalries. There's 3 sets of brothers in there. There's a husband and wife. Like, you know, it gets crazy. There's cousins. Like, it's crazy. It gets fun. You guys, excuse my chair, but you guys make sure to, tune in. We'll have fun. We'll have a good time. And we will talk to you guys on the other side of this break. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats. He's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Okay, guys, and we are back. That this is segment 3 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League episode number 6. Guys, we are going to talk about the personal league. We are going to talk about the league. We're going to talk about La League, whatever you want to call it. This is the main event segment every week. This is the league. What we're going to talk about, as you guys know, Eastern Candyland. We're going to talk about the Western Boomtown. We're going to talk about who is still at the top, who's at the bottom, who's mid, you know, and we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the 5 matchups. Guys, this is a 10-person league, so it is only 5 matchups rather than 6 like the first 2 leagues, but this is personally my favorite because obviously it's my personal league with my friends, with my family. First matchup, game of the week, contest of the weekend was Design Team DIG versus Team Strange Animals. That is the battle of the podcast. That is the 3&D podcast, the 3&D going at it, going head to head versus. That is Team DIG taking the win 120.1. to Strange Animals 119.48. 120.1, 119.48. And that was matchup of the week. That was game of the week. That was the match of the week. Because if I go through, there was a couple other good games. But no, it's looking like, yeah, there was a couple other good games, but nothing like that. Nothing like that. That being said, though, I mean, let's talk about it, right? Team DIG, 120 points. Lamar Jackson, 16. Saquon Barkley, 18. CeeDee Lamb, 13. DK Metcalf, 5. Travis Kelce, 19. Mike Evans, 8. Nick Bolton, 13. New England's defense, 13. And Jacoby Myers, 13. To Team Strange Animals, 119.48. Kyler Murray, 14.8. Ramondre Stevenson, 25.1. Justin Jefferson, 16.7. Devonta Smith, 15.4. Zach Ertz, 14. Jerry Jeudy, 8. Jordan Brooks, 11. Dallas's defense, 6. And Evan McPherson, 8. That was Team DIG versus Strange Animals game of the week, 120-119. Matchup number 2. Coastal Card Game Shop, 114. Penalty Boys, 104.5. We got Coastal Card Game Shop with Tom Brady, 13 points. Ezekiel Elliott, 15 points. Mike Williams, 3 points. Drake London, 7 points. George Kittle, 19. Trevor Lawrence, 25. His linebacker, defensive player with 15. Minnesota's defense with 8. Justin Tucker, the GOAT, with 7 points. Penalty Boys had 104.5 with Cooper Rush with 5 points. Christian McCaffrey with 22. AJ Brown with 17. Chris Godwin with 15. Noah Fant with 10. Joe Mixon with 16. DeAndre Campbell with 8. San Francisco's defense with 4, and Miami's kicker with 4. That was Coastal Card Game Shop 114 to Penalty Boys 104.5. That was matchup number 2. Matchup number 3, Team Airing It Out. Team No Fines Please, Airing It Out, 65 points. Team No Fines Please, 129 points. Team Airing It Out, man. Notorious, having a rough year this year, having a rough go, that's for sure. That's for sure. That's my boy, but man. thank you for your service, Notorious. Team Airing It Out, Justin Herbert, 8.4. Raheem Mostert, 5.8. Deontay Johnson, 8. T. Higgins, 10. Irv Smith, 10. Aaron Rodgers with 12. Devin Lloyd with 7. Jacksonville's defense, negative 4. And Tyler Bass with 6. Team No Fines Please, Josh Allen with 26. Devin Singletary, 14.7. Michael Pittman Jr. with 26. Jacoby Myers with 10. David Njoku with 8.8. Matt Ryan with 27. Finally having a big game. Matt Ryan, 27.1. 389 yards and 3 touchdowns. New England's linebacker, 6 points. Green Bay's defense, 4 points. And Matt Gay, 6 points. That is matchup number 3. Team Airing It Out, 65. Team No Fines Please, 129 points. Team Get Wrecked, 104.1. Versus Geno, don't write back. Geno, don't write back. Hey, they tried to write me off. I didn't write back. You know what it is. You, hey, I'm gonna say it here. Most iconic sports line of all time. No. Okay. Calm down, right? Let's take it easy. Pump the brakes. But a very, that's iconic. They tried to write me off. I didn't write back. So, shout out to formerly known as Cooper Cup Yours. Cup Yours. It wasn't Cooper Cup Yours, but Cooper Cup Yours. Now known as Geno, don't write back. One of the league's favorite matchups, Team Get Wrecked versus formerly known as Cooper Cup Yours. Now, Geno didn't write back. 113 to 104.8, 104.1, the runner-up for Game of the Week. This was Get Wrecked, 104.1, Pat Mahomes with 19 points, Austin Eckler with 24, Cooper Kupp with 16, Devin Duvernay 2, Dallas Goedert 4, Jimmy Garoppolo 16, Zach Franklin 12, Tampa Bay's defense 4, and Brett Maher with 4. And then on the other side, we have Geno Don't Write Back with Geno Smith leading the helm, 12.6, Leonard Fournette, 22, Debo Samuel, 16, Tyreek Hill with 29.7, Hayden Hurst, 5 points, Nick Chubb, 8 points, Roquan Smith, 14, Cincinnati's defense with 0, and Graham Gano with 6 points. I want to go back real quick and look at Tyreek Hill. Position ranked number 3 on the year, wide receiver. We talked about the trade, right? We talked about the trade. Everybody knows about the trade. Okay, so we got to follow it. We got to follow it up. We got to see what's been going on. How's it been working? Tyreek Hill, 18 points, 43 points, 5 points, 26 points, 13 points, 29 points. Still getting targeted extremely heavy. 12 points, 13 points, 4 points, 14 points, 7 points, 15 points. And the yards are absurd. He's not even scoring touchdowns, and he's still 94 points, 190 points, 33 points, 160 points, 47 points, 177 points. So Tyreek Hill doing it basically, you know, kind of coming off that trade on his own, being worth it. Position ranked number 3, Nick Chubb. 15 points, 32 points, 17 points, 20 points, 25 points, and 8 points. Had a down week this week. I doubt it'll be the trend. That was New England. Bill Belichick probably knew what he was doing, knew what he was waiting for. Cooper Kupp with 16 points. The number 1 ranked receiver, 32 points, 32 points, 16, 26, 25, and 16. So Cooper Kupp still paying. And who else was brought over with in this trade? Waller? Does it even matter? It was really Cooper Kupp for Tyreek Hill and Nick Chubb, right? So there you go. You guys make with that what you will. Decide who won the trade. You guys let us know. Geno didn't write back. Taking out Team Get Wrecked, 113-104. Team Get Wrecked on a little slide right now. But hey, still a long season. Still a long way to go. Maybe he could get back. Maybe he could continue to compete with the champ and future champ and future champ champ. Cooper Kupp, yours. Geno didn't write back, looking a little scary, missing a quarterback. But JT, shout out, I know you're listening. That's the reason I went a little more in depth on your on your analysis, because I know that you're listening. You know what I'm saying? So shout out, what's up? Team Quater Tots 143, Team Bro Dog 127. Team Bro Dog with the he put up an effort, he tried to do it, but you know. Team Quater Tots 143 with Jalen Hurts with 17. Eno Benjamin with 9.5. Stephon Diggs with another 30-point game. 10 catches, 150 yards, and a touchdown. Hollywood Brown, 5 catches, 68 yards, 12.8. Hollywood Brown actually got hurt, if I'm not mistaken. Mark Andrews with another game. 7 catches, 106 yards, a touchdown, 23 points. Kirk Cousins, 16.5. Jacksonville's linebacker, 12 points. Philadelphia's defense, 7 points. And Ryan Succop, 14 points. Team Quater Tots, 143 points. Team Bro Dog, 127 points. Matt Stafford with 11. Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 3. Jamar Chase with a big 32 to counteract Stephon Diggs' 30-point game himself. So Stephon Diggs with 10 catches, 150 yards, touchdown. And Jamar Chase with 7 catches, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So, quite the duel between both these teams' wide receiver ones. That's what we play for, right? That's what we love to see. That's what it's about right there, is who picked the better player. Who picked the better player in the best position? Who's the smartest? Whose football IQ is, you know, peak, and whose is valley? Those are the things we look forward to seeing. Team Bro Dog, Amari Cooper, 15 points. Tyler Higbee, 1 point. Joe Burrow with the big 32 to match Jamar Chase. It still wasn't enough, but CJ Mosley, 12 points. Buffalo's defense, 6 points. And Dustin Hopkins with 13 to match Ryan Succop's 14. 143-127, Team Quater Tots. And that was the final matchup of the three and of the actually. The final matchup of the league. Guys, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. This was episode 6 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League episode series. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast fantasy football league episode series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere, everywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, right? Keep tuning in. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Hit us up on any and all of our platforms. Let us know. Talk to us. If you want your comments read on air, we will have your comments read on air. Guys, we appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you guys on episode 7.
The realest underground entertainment. T-R-U-E. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. Hashtag that. True. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. get at your boys.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest, most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, brand new to Rumble, 1 year in, and we have already made major, major, major strides. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the People's Platform, America's Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Designed I Gifted, all lowercase, no spaces, Designed I Gifted on Rumble for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. The one home of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast is rumble.com, and exclusively on www.dayonevibes.com you can find every episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Just 1 week after its drop date, you can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast by following Designed I Gifted, all lowercase letters, no capitals, on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest, most exciting sports entertainment platform on Rumble. Not just your podcast, America's platform and America's podcast.